A new SAT college entrance exam will make its debut next month. This is the first revised SAT in more than a decade. The SAT is almost always a source of stress for college-bound students and their parents, and Robin Sussingham of State Impact Florida is no exception.
Like many parents of high school juniors, I'm getting anxious about the upcoming college applications and what it'll take to get in, such as doing well on the SAT. I'm not sure my son Daniel's worried about it enough, though. He's a student at Harrison School for the Arts in Lakeland, and he's doing homework in front of the television.
All right, well, I think you should turn the football off.
I think I can just do both, because it's the Pro Bowl. I'll mute it.
But don't you think you need to start getting serious about studying for the SAT?
I am getting serious about studying for the SAT.
How?
I have an app.
His app is called Daily Practice for the New SAT. It's put out by the College Board, which makes the SAT, and a company called Khan Academy. The College Board has contracted with Khan Academy to provide SAT test preparation to anyone online free of charge. That's something new, and it's an attempt to level the playing field between families that can afford to hire expensive testing tutors and those who can't. I've heard several counselors say the Khan Academy prep is very good, but wouldn't face-to-face coaching be even better? I think I need to go talk to a highly regarded testing tutor in St. Petersburg and see what he says about the revamped SAT.
Richard Estrin.
Hi.
Hi. We're just in the middle of an email. Come on in. You'll say hi to Marlene.
Estrin's partner, Marlene Barocas, types as he dictates an email to a student.
SAT/ACT. Retakes as needed.
Estrin has been preparing students for these tests for around 25 years. Among the many postcards tacked on his wall, I see a graduation announcement.
So somebody got into Stanford.
Oh, yeah, several kids have gotten into Stanford. She's just graduated at this point.
One reason that the College Board is making changes to the SAT, says Estrin and others I've talked to, is because the other college entrance test, the ACT, has been taking over the market share in the past few years. In response, the new SAT is taking its cue from the ACT and its changes and becoming more aligned with what kids should be learning in class, including Common Core standards. One big change? Those esoteric SAT words like lachrymose or raconteur are going away in favor of more commonly used words. There's no penalty for guessing anymore. Also, the essay is becoming optional. And Estrin says that reading passages, not just math sections, will now include charts and graphs to interpret.
I'm guarded about the new SAT. I think the exam is going to be a little bit harder for many students. It's going a little bit more analytical in its approach. They're raising the bar. They're raising the bar. And that's okay. I just don't think that a lot of students are quite ready for that yet.
Estrin says he's advising kids to skip the March SAT and wait for later sittings or just stick with the ACT. But he says the College Board did a great thing by providing free Khan Academy training to any student that wants it. The key, he says, is what he calls P3, practice, practice, practice. I asked my son Daniel about that. He says so far he's just been trying to keep up with his schoolwork, sports, and extracurriculars.
So you mean you feel like there's not a lot of time to get to study for these tests? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I pay a lot of attention to my classes. So I just don't know. I guess I haven't paid attention a lot to the SAT or ACT. I'm going to try not to be overwhelmed about it.
Oh, well. Maybe Daniel's right not to stress over the test so much. He's a good student. He'll be fine. Estrin says he has faith that most students wind up where they belong. And anyway, at last count, almost 900 colleges are making those tests optional for admission. For State Impact Florida, I'm Robin Sussingham in Tampa.